Carl, oh, that was a bit of early T20 practice there at the end, wasn't it?
Unfortunately, it was, yeah. I would have been a lot happier if we had batted out a bit longer, but it's about 117 overs there, I think it was, and forced them into that situation was brilliant from the guys. Yeah, we couldn't have asked for much more. I think we took a lot of positives out of the way Warwickshire actually batted against us and knew it was doable on the pitch at the moment. So, yeah, very happy.
I was going to say, you were thwarted by a flat pitch against Warwickshire and it's kind of helped you today.
Yeah, we don't quite know where to go because we've left more grass on, more moisture in it, and it seems to have just played better than last week. So, yeah, in the back of our heads, we wanted to take a risk these last 2 weeks and experimenting a little bit with the pitch. I think we almost left about 10 or 11 mils of grass on there because we feel like we're in a position where we can take a risk and rather have a run at the top than looking behind us at relegation. So, unfortunately, it didn't work our way. But, yeah, to take two draws out, we've still got a couple more home games towards the end of the season and hopefully we can turn things around there.
You started the day needing to keep 8 wickets intact. For large parts of today, it looks like you were doing it, and then wickets fell.
Yeah, an interesting sort of day. To be fair, they bowled well. Their spinners bowled very well at us, and they kept making us play, which was all you had to do on that pitch, and then sort of a matter of time, you would slowly break it down. But yeah, I thought the guys got stuck in incredibly well. Dutchie Holland again once put up his hand, not only with bat, but also with the ball yesterday afternoon. I struggled to get it out of his hand coming from the hotel. He kept wanting another one, and then went and batted a session this morning. So incredible from him. And then obviously Donald and Riley, Barks, everyone there pitching in and just eating down the overs. And we knew the longer we went, obviously, the more unlikely it was that they were going to chase it down.
So, having been bowled out, 153 they needed off 17 overs. Was that a kind of a situation you were dreading, or did you always think that was too much for them?
In my head, I thought it was too much. I think it was probably one or two guys thought it was still possible. But it's a day four pitch, and it was reacting as a day four pitch should. A couple of rolling, a couple of bouncing. So I knew if we're going to just hold a hard length sort of outside that off stump, it was going to be incredibly hard to score. So yeah, I think there were probably one or two nerves, maybe more from the coaching staff.
So were you surprised then that they pulled out? Because there were still 52 balls left, they needed 96. Were you expecting them to pull out at any stage?
No, I was probably expecting them to pull out closer to about 5 or 4 overs to go. But I think once, I think it was Bell Drummond that went, it was probably their last sort of recognised T20 player in the lineup. I think Blake had a great game. He was 12th man for 3.5 days and then came in as a concussion replacement and got to swing for the ropes in his first innings. But yeah, who said 4-day cricket's dead? I thought that was pretty exciting there towards the end, and even chatting to a couple of the spectators on the boundary, they were thoroughly enjoying it. And might as well skip 3.5 days and set them 160 in 15 overs and play from there.